The federal government has today announced its response to the Murray Inquiry into the financial services industry. The government has agreed with all but one of the recommendations of the inquiry and is planning reform on issues including surcharges on credit card payments, superannuation, financial advisers, and strengthening the banking industry against financial shocks. But it remains to be seen whether the proposed changes to how superannuation funds are managed will pass through Parliament, with opposition from the Greens, Labor and industry super funds. Sam Barron has more.
Superannuation is there to ensure that when Australians reach retirement age, they will not be reliant on welfare payments. We will legislate to ban merchants from imposing unfair card surcharges that are greater than the cost of them of accepting payment by the card.
Federal Treasurer Scott Morrison. The Murray Inquiry was released in December last year with 44 recommendations across a range of services designed to make Australia's financial system more flexible, efficient, and resilient to global shocks. Among the adopted recommendations is a move to crack down on unfair credit card surcharges, as Aaron Turner, campaign manager for consumer advocacy group Choice, explains.
A lot of consumers are frustrated with sky-high credit card surcharges. For example, if you're paying for a flight, you might be paying $8 or more per ticket to pay by card. Or in some taxis, you'll pay 10% if you're paying by card. Now, these charges are well above what it costs those businesses to accept cards. What the government's looking to do is introduce laws to make sure that any surcharge actually reflects the cost a business faces to accept your card payment. At the moment, with credit card surcharges, the Reserve Bank's made a rule that businesses shouldn't be charging more to accept card payments than it costs them. However, there's no enforcement for this rule. We need a regulator, and a regulator with teeth, with penalties and the power to enforce the rule. The government's going to give powers to the ACCC. We think this is the kind of power and the kind of rigorous enforcement that'll finally lead to the end of unfair high surcharges.
Aaron Turner, campaign manager for Choice. And Choice is not the only group to welcome the move against surcharges. Both Labor and the Greens have expressed their approval at the announcement. But Greens MP Adam Bandt says that ATM fees should be included.
There is no reason to allow banks to continue to gouge customers with ATM fees of $2 or $2.50 when it only costs you 77 cents to get your money out.
Aaron Turner from Choice says there are two different issues.
ATM fees and credit card surcharges are two very different issues. ATM fees are charged by the banks, and we always welcome looking at this. But credit card surcharges are charged by businesses that you interact with every day, from newsagents to taxi companies to airlines to a lot of hotels.
Not all parts of the government's response to the Murray Inquiry have been received so enthusiastically. Part of the package is a suite of changes to superannuation, including changes to default superannuation funds and who gets to sit on superannuation boards. The intended changes to superannuation have created a serious divide in opinion on both sides. Shadow Treasurer Chris Bowen issued a warning about the government's approach to the reforms.
We've consistently said that this would be best done on a bipartisan basis. If the government seeks to play wedge politics on a objective for our superannuation system, that would be in a most unfortunate approach.
The government intends to change the current laws which make not-for-profit industry superfunds the default funds. Federal Treasurer Scott Morrison says the move will increase competition and transparency in superannuation and will place Australians back in the driver's seat when it comes to their finances. But CEO of Industry Supers Australia, David Whiteley, says the Treasurer's talk about Choice is misleading.
Well, I think Australians are in the driver's seat of their own retirement savings already. What we do have, though, is that the vast majority of Australians are not currently selecting their own superannuation fund, and they're relying on the default fund appointed by their employer. So we need to make sure that we've got some good, strong consumer protections in place to protect the interest of people who don't take an active interest in their super, often until later in life. We also need to recognise that this is perfectly rational human behaviour, common across the world and well understood. And it's the government's job to ensure that the interests of these working Australians is protected. You can't force people to make a decision. You can't force people to choose. So talking about choice and competition and efficiency are all sound bites unless behind them are some well thought through policies.
The only recommendation of the Murray Inquiry that the government has not approved is a move to prohibit direct borrowing from super funds, which can then be invested in other assets. David Whiteley, CEO of Industry Supers Australia, explains.
One of the concerns has been that people are using their self-managed super funds to borrow money to invest in residential housing for investment purposes. And there is a concern, of course, this might mean that these funds are not well enough diversified. There's also a concern that this has been one of the factors which has been driving up house prices.
The government's rejection of this recommendation has drawn opposition from Labor, the Greens and industry super funds. Shadow Treasurer Chris Bowen.
It appears odd that the government's chosen to reject a recommendation which was designed to ensure that the system is less risky. And the Murray Inquiry found, and I quote, direct borrowing superannuation by superannuation funds could impose risks if it is allowed to grow at high rates.
Shadow Treasurer Chris Bowen ending that report by Sam Barron.